Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in Islamabad, capital of Pakistan. Surprise! The army had everything arranged for Nawaz Sharif to come back, and TikTok, virtual reality, all kinds of game playing by the young voters for Imran Khan's party, which was banned, so they ran as independents. The result? More seats for PTI, for Imran Khan, for the TikTok party, than for the two established parties being pushed by the army. A surprise. And then off to discuss Iran with Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. All disorder leads to Iran. It is the author of chaos. Why? To keep the U.S. off balance. It's working. India. Jim Holmes and Gordon Chang joined to discuss the Indian Navy on constabulary patrol in the Persian Gulf in the Middle East. Not yet ready to project power into the Atlantic or the Pacific, but growing. And then Rebecca Grant joins Gordon and myself. We discuss demography in China. The People's Republic of China doomed itself with the one-child policy in 1980. Deng was ignorant. He was given bad advice and he took it. China's population will decline dramatically by the end of the century. Under 600 million, perhaps under half a million. Under 600 million, perhaps under 500 million. A retreating and wasted power. It's a tragedy. All of this was predictable on the basis of the one-child policy, and there's no catching up. There will be fewer girls born, females born for future birth. It's all very sad, and it's a product of the Chinese Communist Party's bullying and ignorance. In the Middle East, Gaza war, UNRWA is broken. However, it'll be maintained, I'm told, because it feeds people in Jordan and in Lebanon until something else can be found to take its place. There is no need to prosecute the matter. UNRWA became an arm of Hamas, hiding, secreting, working with. 20 years we've known Hamas as a bad actor. Now the acting is done by those who are acting surprised. The TikTok generation again rattles the army arrangements. I talked with Arif Rafiq, who is joyful about how the communication on smartphones and using using AI to generate Imran Khan's voice. He's in jail. He can't make speeches. So they generated his speeches and sent it around to their supporters at PTI. Rafa. I speak to Rafa. That's the village split in half by the international border between Egypt and Gaza, Egypt and Israel. Little bitty part of the world on the Mediterranean. Rafah, the village, split in half. Half is Gaza, and it's a ruin. I was once in Gaza when an attack was launched. In Rafah, in a guard tower with the Golani Brigade, there's sand. Sand and beach, flat. And that is where the tunnels are. And that is the last bastion for the IDF to attack. And it will happen soon. I'm told by informed people that there must be preparations made because there are 1 million refugees crowded into the southern part of Gaza. And 8,500 Hamas combatants left. That's the estimate. The mission of the IDF is to rescue the hostages and destroy Hamas. And that means Rafah. New World Report with Ernesto Araújo and Joseph Umar, beginning with Brasilia, where the allegation is that President Bolsonaro and his counselors and his aides planned and launched and exercised a coup at the election of last year. Now, strikingly, as I learned from Ernesto Araújo, these coup masters recorded themselves so the police could use the tape against them. Peculiar coup. There's no evidence of the coup. The so-called storming of the Congress building in Brasilia, the empty Congress building, with festive people in T-shirts, that was done after Bolsonaro left office. So a mighty peculiar coup to record yourself planning it and then to launch it after you've lost power. Okay, more to learn. Also, Hezbollah, the Hezbollah 747 from last year that was grounded in Buenos Aires. Well, it's now in the United States, depriving Iran, Venezuela of their transfer of weapons back and forth that it was being used for. It's a jumbo jet. Migration. I speak to Ekaterina Zolotova in Moscow about the migration from the post-Soviet era, the post-Soviet states, to Moscow. Moscow needs work. All of European Russia needs workers, labor, because the defense industry is running 24/7. And their wages are good, but they live cheek to jowl, stacked up in rooms. Migrants, they want a better life. They send money home to their families. Also, Paul Gregory joins. Bizarre story. Stalin, after Lenin's death, decided that Lenin was a genius so he could inherit the mantle, and he had to prove that he was a genius. So he had his brain extracted. They've got it in Moscow. Initially, they were going to send it to a German institute to have it declared the brain of a genius. It's all bizarre. I understand. I can't explain it. The brain is now, I'm told, Paul Gregory says, that it's in Moscow. The brain as proof of genius. That was Stalin's understanding of science. Puzzling. And there's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.